Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Happy Pride Month, everybody. June, if you did not know, is Pride Month. And of course, in honor of Pride Month, the Burt Show wanted to celebrate. And we opened up our Pride line. So this is a phone number you can call and you can leave a voice message. And you can highlight somebody in the LGBTQ plus community that you are proud of. Why we're calling it the Burt Show's Pride Line. So the number is 404-954-1360. If you have a parent, if you have a child, if you have a cousin, if you have a neighbor, if you have a whomever that belongs to the LGBTQ plus community that you are so proud of and you want to shout their, whether it's an achievement or just who they are as a person from the mountaintop, we are providing the mountaintop in voicemail form. So again, that number is 404-954-1360. If you can't remember that or can't write it down right now, go to theburtshow.com and you'll see everything you need to know about the Burt Show's Pride Line. All right, Abby, you got an email that got you in the feels and just tugged at your heart.
Oh my God. So something really tragic over the weekend, well, last weekend happened in my hometown. So I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. And while my friends and I were in Chicago, our huge group chat of like gal pals and Jacks were like blowing our phones up with this news story. And we were bopping around Chicago. We weren't paying attention. And I don't live in Jacksonville anymore. So honestly, I saw the headline. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so sad. And then, you know, continued on with the rest of our day. And then I kept seeing these headlines pop up and pop up from people who I know that live in Jacks. And it is the most tragic, heartbreaking story about this 17-year-old girl and her mom who were stabbed by her ex-boyfriend. I want to give you a quick trigger warning. This is going to talk about stalking and stabbing. It is just very, very difficult to listen to. So if that's hard for you, might want to check out of this story. But I just think it's really important to talk about because when relationships end, as somebody who has a breakup podcast, like it's really scary to see what people will do and the lengths they will go to.
What they're capable of.
So basically what happened is...
I actually want you to read the email the Burt Show listener sent you.
The full email?
Yeah, because I think that's important too of how it affected her and why she felt she needed to reach out to you.
Yeah, so the email said, "Good morning, Abby. Welcome to the Burt Show family. Was so excited to hear about your Jack's connection when you joined the show and loved when you spoke about local establishments during some of your first segments. I'm a P1 and I've been since the very beginning when I believe... I was about the 10th caller / person listening. Apparently this was a joke in the beginning of the show.
It was.
I had to tape my antenna to the wall to get a good reception on my stereo system. I have now been living in Jacks for about 12 years. First Neptune, which is an area that I love to go to. Now she lives in Pontevedra Beach. But she's been listening through the website and podcast throughout the years. I've been debating over the past few days to reach out as I'm not sure you will share this or if it's asking too much. So glad you shared it. Definitely not asking too much. She said her 17-year-old daughter's friend is a softball player. And as a baseball mom, she knows that softball is life. I'm going to flip back to first person. When she moved to New York down to Pontevedra Beach about 7 years ago, my daughter and her were fast friends, as well as her mom and I. We have a group text between the four of us and just all love each other dearly. My daughter's friend is a rising senior, a softball star, and a ray of sunshine in so many lives. She volunteers and gives back whenever she can. She's a friend to so many and always there to brighten anybody's day. She's been an amazing big sister to her three younger brothers and her two older siblings. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree when it comes to her mother. She's hardworking and a loving single mom. She helps in the classrooms for her children and works every evening to support her family. This past weekend, tragedy struck for her and her mom. A little backstory, my daughter's friend had broken up with her ex-boyfriend back in early April and had been harassed by him since. This past weekend, while eating at a local restaurant, she and her mom quickly left after seeing him at the restaurant. The ex had charged after her with a knife. Her mom shielded her and tried to fight off the ex. Both the mother and the daughter were stabbed several times. He then turned the knife on himself after a hero tackled him off the woman when he heard the screams. My daughter's friend was life-flighted to a trauma unit and was in and out of surgery. She was stabbed several times in the back, puncturing her lungs and hitting her spinal cord.
Oh, my God.
Currently, she remains in the ICU and is expected to live. However, she's still unable to feel or move her legs. The mother had surgery on her hand yesterday and is still in the hospital, too. The local hero, the son of the owners of a popular Palm Valley restaurant, which is a place that my family loves to go to, also had surgery yesterday on his hand where he was cut and has lost feeling and function in most of his fingers on his right hand. We're all devastated and heartbroken, as you can imagine. With all this said, there's a long road to recovery, both mentally and physically. I'm reaching out to see if you would not mind posting the GoFundMe pages on your social media. As you can imagine, the amount of medical bills from the hospital and rehab, as well as mental health counseling, it's going to be significant. My daughter and I want to help them in any way we can, which is why I decided to actually send this email. I would appreciate any help. She also linked her GoFundMe, so I'm personally going to put that in my Instagram bio, at least for the next week, if not longer.
And we're going to share on the Burso social media pages as well.
Yeah, for sure. Just seeing this, I mean, I listen to a lot of really crazy relationship stories and breakup stories, and just reading this, I mean, it hit close to home, obviously, because it was in my hometown. Like, I've been to these restaurants, I've been to these areas, and I mean, God, you just would never expect something like this to happen. I mean, that's a very, like, nice, affluent area, and just to, like, hear that this is, like, this happened, like, you would just never expect it. It's so picture perfect, and it's just so sad to hear what this family is going to have to go through. I'm grieved for you, but I'm also excited that we have the resources to help them out and the platform to be able to share it.
Yeah, because I'm in, you know, you're new to the Burt Show, or newer to the Burt Show. You've only been here a couple of months. But it is crazy, the connections that she's been a Burt Show listener, and now she's living down in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. And this story obviously hits close to home for her, because this is her daughter's friend and she reaches out to you. So I do feel sometimes, you know, what's the point of having a voice if you're not going to use it for good? And this is one of those moments that you were able to use it for good.
Yeah. So it feels really good. But God, I just can't believe that this kind of stuff happens. It's terrifying.
Prayers up for them.
Absolutely. All right. So yeah, Abby's going to share on her social media page, and the Burt Show will also share from ours.
The Burt Show.